Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Auctionable Offense podcast. I'm your solo host for tonight, Charlie Parker. You can find me on Twitter at CoolHandCP3. I want to start off by thanking everybody for all the great support we've got after our first two episodes. It's been really encouraging to Zach and I, and we just want to really thank you guys. We appreciate it very, very much. You guys are awesome. So what I'm going to do tonight for my solo is I'm going to talk about orphans. I've got a fair bit of history with orphans over the last 5-6 years. For some disclosure, up until last year, I was playing roughly about 30 leagues a year for the past 3 years. When you get to 30 leagues a year, it's probably because you've taken on a few orphans. In the last 2 years, I've cut down now to closer to 20 leagues. Probably 15 to 20 is where I find my sweet spot. So, in my experience, there's reasons why everybody takes over an orphan. Some of the best reasons are maybe you have an opportunity to get in a Scott Fish or a Ryan McDowell type league, something that's highly coveted with some amazing competition, people from the community. That's a great reason. Sometimes it's because there's a player or two on a team that you don't have anywhere else and they're really hard to acquire and you want some shares of them. That's a pretty popular reason. Sometimes you've just got the itch for some action. You see an ad for a team on Twitter or a DLF forum or some other forum message board, anything like that. And it kind of gives you a little itch. It blows your fur back and you want to jump in there. So whatever reason you choose or is the reason for that team in particular, it doesn't really matter. I would say what's more important is the understanding you have when you go in to an orphan. There's certain research, in my opinion, you should do about the team, the league, maybe the other owners before committing to an orphan team. Whether it has those players or whether you really want the action, whatever the case may be. Look through the transaction history of the league. If you're someone that likes a lot of action and likes a lot of trades, you might want to check to see how many of transactions there's been in the league in the last year. If there hasn't been very many, that might not be for you. You may get bored. If there has been a lot of transactions, that's a good sign. You'll feel at home there. Another thing to look at is maybe some of the owners. Do you know any of them? Do you follow them on Twitter? Have you played with them before? Have you heard anything about them? Things like that. Owners make the league. You need 11 other great owners for a 12-man league. So be careful of that. If there's certain people that maybe you have a history with or you whatever, don't jump in there haphazardly. Another thing that I want to kind of stress about an orphan team is I feel that you have to be honest with yourself about the commitment you're making to the league. If it's a dynasty league, you're committing to being there for a while. That, and you're making a financial investment to be there for a while. So strongly consider those things before you just want a share of Saquon Barkley and OBJ. Whoever it is, it doesn't matter. Whatever your reason for getting in there. Understand you're making those commitments. I really don't like the idea of... Now, of course, I preface this by saying I'm not in all the leagues I've ever joined. But my rule of thumb has always been that I'll always stick a league out for at least 2 years. If after 2 years it's just not a good fit for one reason or another, I'll step away. But I always give a league a good shot. I feel you need to have that level of integrity and respect for the league. It's important. I feel if you're the type of person that just jumps into a situation and maybe bails right away, that kind of reputation can follow you. And I don't think that's something you want. So now you've decided to make the commitment and investment into the league. You've found a team or a situation or whatever, a league, a group of people that you want to be a part of, you want to join. So now what do you do with that team? Maybe there's usually two ways you're going to take over an orphan team. You'll either take over the team as is, or you're going to be part of some form of dispersal draft. Usually don't do an auction. I haven't really seen too many of those. Usually you're going to do a snake draft. So hopefully you have the opportunity to do a dispersal draft because those are a lot more fun. And I would always recommend that the league allows outside owners to trade into the dispersal draft. It's a great way to create action. It keeps everybody involved. It's not a situation where you just have a couple man dispersal going on a Google Doc and nobody really cares. Make the league involved. It gets the new owners some action. It kind of gets people to know each other. I don't see anything wrong with it. If you have a real downside to it, please tweet at me and let me know what you feel that is. So maybe you have the dispersal draft. Maybe you just take the team. Either way. Personally, when I've gotten a new orphan team, even if I've done a dispersal, I always like the opportunity to put my own spin on the team. Go after some of the guys I like. And one thing I do is I take a player that I've got that I don't like nearly as much as the market value basically dictates for them. Then I find somebody that I like or that I want that's roughly kind of 10% down from the player that I'm going to sell. Then what I do is I try to sell that player at basically a discount, but I'm getting somebody I'm happy with. But on paper, it looks like I'm giving away a pretty nice deal. This is something I like to do to generate some action. You're not a soft owner. You know what you're doing. You're going after a player you want, and you're giving away a little bit for a reason. It's like advertising. You're paying for some advertising. Now, the idea is that this is going to pique other owners' interests, and they're going to want to deal with you. Now, because you do know what you're doing, you're not going to give everybody a soft deal. You're going to go and tighten up and get the players, hopefully, you want. This is a strategy I've used in the past, and I've had decent success with it. It gets your market flowing a little bit, and it gives you a chance to really get your team in a direction that you're happy with. So that's about all I've got for orphans, really. I think the important thing is to research the league, know what you're getting into, understand all the settings. There's nothing worse than 6 months down the road or when the playoffs start or the beginning of the next offseason, somebody has a complaint because they didn't read the rules, bylaws, and settings properly. That's your job. Do your due diligence when you join a league so you know what you're joining. Be ready to make the financial commitment. That's important. It's not very often you're going to take over an orphan or do a dispersal and win a league or make money right out of the gates. Sometimes you can, but don't bank on it. Understand that you're probably going to need to make a financial commitment to this league for at least 2 years, maybe a third, before you see a return on your investment. So be prepared for that. You may not want to join a $100 league due to that. Are you willing to commit $300? Especially if first place is only $400. Maybe when it comes to your orphan teams or the ones you're picking up, you keep those on the smaller end of your budget just because they carry a little more risk. So yeah, that's about it for orphans. I hope you guys enjoyed my first solo show. If I could ask a favor of anybody that does happen to listen to this, I'd like a catchy kind of a name for my solo show and for Zach too. So if anybody can think of sort of fun names for both of us or either of us for our show, we'd love some ideas and examples. So thank you very much for joining me. This is a nice short one, and that's what we're going to do for these solos. So I hope everyone has a wonderful Sunday evening. I hope you all enjoy the draft very much, and take care. For the Auctionable Offense podcast, this is Charlie Parker. Have a good evening.